News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome on board On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me today is Peggy Chamberlain Roop.
Good morning.
You may remember Peggy. She is a former assistant news director here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, news reporter, anchor, former Snyder County commissioner, minority commissioner, good Democrat, fired up about almost any issue you can come across. She's there. She's got an opinion, and she's going to share it with us this morning.
Oh, I get you. I get you, Joe. I get you. And then you went stuck one of those adjectives in front of that.
Okay.
Yeah, again.
And
you
she
know.
Doesn't like labels. I found that
like
out this
labels.
Morning.
Labels belong on medicine bottles and the clothing you purchase in stores.
I'm
you know?
Going to label you.
Oh, no. Here we go. I'm going to label you my friend. How's that?
On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. It's an open phones day. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. Or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Or you can text us at 70236. And be sure to include the key phrase OTM at the start of your text. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury and the Kia dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Humble's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. And they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. And they're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. To show you how far back Peggy Chamberlain, Roop, and I go, 40 years ago, last week, you were the assistant news director here, and it was an evening, and you made a call to my home to tell me some terrible news.
Oh, I remember.
You remember that?
Oh, I do. I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Charlie Adig, at the time I was council president of the Borough of Shamokin Dam and running this place, and Peggy called me one evening to tell me that she had had the monitor on and heard that Charlie Adig had been shot.
I heard a police officer was shot in the old trail. I had groceries in my car. I stopped at your house on the way out and asked you to call help, call for help, send him down to the old trail in right away.
Yeah.
My friend Carol Keister, who's, God bless you, Carol, I miss you so much. She let me in her house. She's screaming, oh, my God, Peggy, they shot Charlie. They shot Charlie. I'm like, oh, what are you talking about? And as a reporter, my very first instinct is to go to the flashing lights. And I went to the police car. I was one of the first on the scene, Joe. I went to the police car that Charlie was in, and police officers lifted me off the ground and moved me away from the door to get in. I was in shock. I had never seen anything so awful in my life. And we followed the Dean Troutman murder trial all the way through. Dean Troutman was found a little while later. And to tell the story, I believe the chief was driving the newest car that Shamokin Dam Borough owned and had given a ticket to Mr. Troutman earlier in the day.
Chief Humphrey, Warren Humphrey.
Chief Warren Humphrey. And in retaliation, Troutman went out and got a gun.
Well,
they
switched cars.
I didn't get to that part, but Troutman went home. He was mad, and he was drunk, and he got a pocket full of bullets. He had pockets full of bullets and his rifle, and he was angry. In the meantime, the shift changed. It was around 7 o'clock, and Chief Humphreys gave the new car to Charlie and went off duty. Charlie pulled over someone who was throwing a can or something out the window on the old trail, near the old trail inn. He stopped him because they were littering, and when he pulled him over, he went back in his car to write the ticket. Dean Troutman pulled into the parking lot of the old trail inn, got his gun, went over to the side of the vehicle where Charlie was sitting and shot and killed him dead right then and there, right there.
Yeah,
in front of the people that were parked behind him getting the ticket, I can't imagine the trauma that those people have lived through all their life, and especially on this day. And I feel for Mark Wolfberg. It was his best friend. And Charlie Attic was one of the nicest guys I'd ever met. I had dogs that always escaped. I lived in the borough, and he would pick them up and bring them home because they were dog friendly.
Well, and he also worked with the young people of the borough. He was a lot of mentor to a lot of young kids, and He was an outstanding police officer. His mother, Rosa, still lives in the borough. You know, I remember the tragic funeral, and it's a very emotional thing for all of us who knew Charlie and respected him and even loved him.
My husband, Todd Brennan, who that's what he went by, and Todd Brennan came down, and the two of us, we worked that story so hard. I was just hoping it wasn't true. I hope it was a bad dream. But when the police came and they found out that Dean Trailin was inside the old Trail Inn, every police officer, I swear, that was represented from that whole, from the region, were there, because this is a shooting of a police officer.
Well, then I remember
and they went in and carried him out, and I only finished, and his feet never touched the ground. Everybody wanted a piece of him. And there were witnesses. It was a closed case, but he had a trial. But they carried him off the ground to the police car and put him in the police car. And that's where it starts to decompress then. It's like it was real. It was real. It really happened.
Well, and later that night, because the real target was Warren Humphrey, Chief Humphrey.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. And I feel so bad for the chief and his family. I knew that.
Yeah, we went to the chief's house, and his wife was very shaken up at the time. And so was Warren. Like I said, back then I was the council president. Jack Trees was the mayor, and it was a terrible day for Shamokin Dam and the whole area, really. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring you an emotional reference.
I wasn't the conversation I expected.
How far back we go, 40 years, and more than 40 years
more
ago.
More than 40 years. You and I have been good friends, great friends, for years and years and years. And Joe, you've always been a very important person in my life. I want you to know that, even when you're wrong.
Well, let me give you a chance to be wrong.
Let me say one thing, because I told you I get distracted by the emails, but we did get one from Mark, and he says, on the mark with Joe McGranahan and guest co-host Peggy Chamberlain at 8:30, Peggy will start out, "What is wrong with you, Joe?" Now we'll go on to something happy.
Mark always has some little pithy comment.
I like that. That's what I like about Mark.
we talked about, I know you feel very strongly about guns and weapons, and we were talking about a case in Florida, where a Florida woman has been charged with manslaughter in the fatal shooting of her neighbor, a black mother who confronted her during a dispute over children playing outside.
Yeah.
She told police in a 911 call that she felt threatened just moments before authorities say she killed the mother of four. Marion County officials released seven 911 calls from June 2nd, where authorities say Susan Louise Lawrence fatally shot A.J. Owens through the front door of her home in Ocala, Florida, through the front door of Lorenza's home.
Was it a full door, or did I glass in it?
I never really found that out. Owens knocked and demanded that Lorenz come out of the apartment after the 50-year-old white woman yelled at Owens' children and threw a roller skate at her 10-year-old son, hitting him, the sheriff's office said. In addition to manslaughter with a firearm, Lorenz is facing charges of culpable negligence, battery, and two counts of assault. The sheriff's office said last week she's in custody on a $154,000 bond. When reached by a CNN, an attorney for Lawrence said she had no comment on the case at this time. In her, she said, "I've got kids trespassing, leaving all their toys around, just screaming, yelling, just being absolutely obnoxious. I went and threw the roller skate over to the other side. The kid says he's going to beat me up for that, and he's mouthing off to me. I feel threatened in my own home. There are several kids out there right now. I'm fearing for my life. I'm very scared." And at that, the mother came up and pounded on the door and demanded that she come out of the apartment, and she was on the phone with 911 and said that she was afraid for her life, and she fired through the door. Although the lady of the 911 communicator told her to lock the doors and windows and to wait, a police officer was on the way. But she chose to fire, telling the 911 operator that the woman was trying to break down her door. Now, Florida has a do not retreat law. You are able to stand your ground in your own home. Uh-huh. But this sounds a little bit more than that to me.
Yeah, and I actually think that there's some underlying factors that maybe we haven't uncovered in this particular story. I read something more about that this morning. The woman actually is in great financial... She's being evicted from that apartment.
The owner, Lawrence.
The Lawrence woman, mm-hmm. Yes. She didn't have enough money for bail, period. She didn't have enough money to post bond to even make bail, and the judge said, "We don't want you to go back there," because the landlord said she's being evicted. She's not over this, but she's been evicted because she hasn't paid rent. She has no money, apparently.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
So she's in
that's not part of the story.
Yeah, she's apparently... Well, I was in a different story.
But
another
news
provider.
Okay, so as someone who...
She was apparently stressing, and I'd be willing to bet you that she was on the edge of mental health issues.
Well, I think if you're firing the gun, I mean, if you don't feel safe, if you feel threatened in your home, you know, the stand your ground laws are designed to protect you from... You don't have any obligation to retreat. If someone's trying to break into your house, you don't have any obligation to run away. You have an obligation, if you want to use it, to stand and stand your ground.
But this is it. There's a knock on the door. There's no one holding a gun at the other side of that door.
No, but they're yelling and screaming at you, come out here, you hurt my kids.
We don't know that. Come out here. I want to talk to you. She threw roller skates at my... I would do the same.
Nicely,
I would do this. I would go knocking on the door.
We do know that the lady was outside. Ms. Owens was yelling because the 911 operator heard it.
Okay. Well,
through the
yeah,
door.
Okay. But still, I would do the same.
But if
I
you
would
felt
do the
threatened,
same thing.
If you felt threatened, would
if
you
I
feel...
If I was on the inside and somebody was... I'd tell everybody to go to the other... Go upstairs, lock yourself in the bathroom. That's, you know, typical. You hear that. I watch that on crime shows. Go upstairs, lock yourself in the bathroom. That's what I would have, you know, and I'm at the door waiting. I'm waiting for the 911 guy. I'm reasonable, Joe. I'm reasonable.
Okay.
And if I'm the other side, I'm the lady whose kids were threatened, I'm staying at the door. And I hope the police come. Good. I would have said, when she said I called the police, I'd say, good.
Well, okay, so she's called the police, but still this woman is out there pounding on the door. Now, what is her obligation? What would you have done in her place? You would have retreated. You would have gone into the back of the house.
Wait until the police
But what
arrive.
If you had a gun?
I would never fire a weapon.
Never fire a weapon?
Not at the door with a lady there and people outside and
actually,
911 on the phone.
Must have been a powerful gun to go through the door and kill somebody.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Well, it's an apartment.
Yeah, well,
so,
it's true.
You know, it's not a steel door like you and I might
right.
have in our home. I was thinking the same thing. I'm trying to figure out what kind of door it is. You know, there's
But as a principal, do you agree that she has no obligation to retreat? Even though you would. Would you
well,
agree
she didn't
that
have
she...
to retreat, but she didn't have to pull the gun. I don't think the gun was... I think that's way over the edge.
But isn't that why people buy guns for self-protection? A lot of them do.
Like you're walking down a dark street or you're in the home alone and you live in an isolated area, not with people and kids playing outside. Everybody sees the woman pounding on the door. Let me in. I can't believe what you did to my kids. USOB. Now, I don't know. Language probably got out of control. The woman admitted that she called these people the N-word.
Yeah, she did. She admitted she used the kid the N-word with the kids. She also said that she had thrown things at them in the past. I was looking to see. It's on the last page of this story. It says, when investigators asked Lorenz about allegations of her calling the children in the neighborhood racial slurs, she admitted to having used the N-word towards children out of anger in the past and also to calling children other derogatory terms. Last week, a judge sent her bond at $150,000 for the felony charge and $4,000 for four misdemeanor counts. Lorenz, who told the court she could only afford a bond of $1,700, is unemployed and, as you point out, owns about $3,000 worth of furniture. The state requested a $200,000 bond.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the thing. You said not in an urban area, but isn't that exactly where you do need that kind of protection? Aren't you more likely to have someone break into your home in an urban area than you are out in the country?
You know, there used to be something you would hear a police officer say. Yeah, shoot them while they're at the door and drag them in your house. That's what it's... A police officer actually said that to me.
Really?
Shoot him at the door and then drag him in your house. That's here in Pennsylvania. Can you believe that?
Doesn't sound like a reasonable thing to do.
I would never do that. But why would she shoot him outside? That's the whole point. She's outside. There's a door between the two of them.
All right, we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have a caller on the line. We'll be back with more of On the Mark. Our phone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Peggy Chamberlain-Rupp is with us this morning as our co-host. Lynn Hall's our producer, and Stan is on the mark. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning. In relationship to that Florida shooting, the woman that was behind the door that shot through the door was 100% wrong. Period. I don't care whether you got stand your ground or not. Unless somebody's coming through that door and is physically in the house, there's no need to shoot anybody, or at least through the door. She was on the phone with 911. The operator told her what?
Stay there. Lock the door. Right.
Yep.
You have your means of self-defense if needed. If the woman had actually broke the door and had a knife or something and came to the door threatening you to attack you, then she would have had 100% reasonable cause to end the situation.
Right.
But shooting through the door is not reasonable.
Well, okay.
Yeah, what if the kid was standing next to her, too? Well, her kid was next to her.
Well, in that case, it doesn't matter either way.
Right. I understand your point, and I completely agree with you 150%. It was just wrong.
Absolutely it was wrong. Because if I have a gun in my hand and somebody's beating on my door, until they come through that door, they're not a threat.
Right.
I lived in Louisiana, and I've said this story before, when that Japanese exchange student got killed by a moron down there.
Oh.
Okay? He was out in the yard, and a guy came out on his front porch and shot him because he said he feared for his life.
Yeah.
That was a bunch of crap then, and it's a bunch of crap now.
Yep.
Okay, but if you don't feel threatened by somebody banging on your door, cursing or yelling at you, and telling you to open the door and come outside, well, I think it's pretty obvious that the lady was very upset about her children being confronted by Ms. Lorenz, and so she, perhaps in anger, pounded on her door, yelling, screaming. A woman alone inside, isn't she permitted to be frightened?
Okay, I didn't say that, Joe, but she had her means of self-defense. She had no excuse to shoot through the door.
Yeah.
She was on the phone with 911. That was part of the solution. She still had the major part of the solution if the woman came through her door trying to harm her. But she didn't.
Yeah.
She shot through the door. So that right there negates that, you know, the stand your ground law. I don't have a problem with the person standing their ground if the person that's threatening them is in the house.
Well, I'll admit I'm being the devil's advocate here, but I mean, if you're pounding on my door in an apartment building, it seems to me that your intent and you're yelling at me, you're screaming loud enough that the 911 operator heard it. Aren't I within my rights to stop you from doing that?
No.
Shouting and pounding? No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, no, Joe, no. No.
Okay.
If the person damages the door and the cops come and arrest her for doing whatever, then she is liable to fix the door. Okay?
Okay.
But until she breaks that door down and physically comes into the apartment, the house, or whatever, they are not a threat.
Or if she had opened the door ajar and the other woman had pushed the door in, then she could have... That would have been justifiable.
That would have been stupid on her part to open the door when somebody's out screaming and pounding on it.
But if she had opened the door and they had that altercation in the stairway and the woman pushed her way into that, then she's... That's different.
Absolutely.
It's different. It raises doubt.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely. That's just like the people, you know, these morons that have shot people, you know, down, what is it, Tennessee, Kentucky, that guy shot the kid through the door.
Oh.
You know, there and up in Maine or New York or upstate New York, I believe it was, people were turning around to people's property and they shot her.
Okay.
And
that is insanity and stupid. I support people owning guns all they want, okay, as long as they're law-abiding. But at that point, they become non-law-abiding and they become morons. Period.
Yeah, really. Tell me about that.
All right,
that's a
so then
word.
What's the point of having a gun for self-protection if, when you feel threatened, you can't use it?
I got to say this. I got to throw this part in here. Let me mix this up a little bit. Remember the police officers that are in jail who shot through a door when they were serving an arrest warrant to the wrong place and they killed someone? There are people, they're paying high prices for their actions, and they shot through a door.
But they should know better.
No, Joe. I'm sorry. If you're behind a closed door, you are not under threat. I don't care what the person on the other side is saying, especially if you have a gun in your hand to protect yourself if that person comes through that door. At that point, all bets are off. But until that door is broken down, slammed open, whatever, the person on the outside of the door is just being an idiot.
Yep.
Okay.
I like
but shooting
moron.
Through the door makes you an idiot.
I like the moron part. That was good.
All right, but what I'm trying to get at, and maybe I'm not doing it very well, is that if somebody is alone, they feel threatened, they have a means of self-protection, which you would certainly agree they have every right to have.
Yep.
And then they have to make a decision about how great that threat is. Now, we may disagree with their decision, but we weren't in their shoes. We don't know what they felt. Now, in this case, I think the woman, in all honesty, was probably a bigot and that she reacted. Maybe she wouldn't have shot if there was a white person pounding on her door. That's just my opinion. There's nothing here that says that it's racially motivated. It's just my surmisal. But I mean,
well, now, Joe, if she's calling the kids names like that, she's probably a little bit of racism there somewhere.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there.
That's a safe assumption, Joe.
Yeah, well, I think it is, to be honest with you, but I don't want to call somebody I don't know a racist when I don't know what they feel in their heart.
Oh, shot Joe, somebody in the door who didn't know.
They do it to the Republicans all the time. Come on.
Oh, here we go.
I don't believe Republicans are racist.
Well, neither do I, but don't we get accused of that a lot?
Yeah, we do.
Some of them are. Okay, and some Democrats
are the same way.
Some
so
Democrats are,
both ways.
Some Republicans are, libertarians are. There are bigots
That's
and
right.
racists out there among us all, and it doesn't matter what religion you are. It doesn't matter what political affiliation you have. That's an entirely different label, and I hate labels. You know that.
Yeah, and I agree. It's just, but, you know, to falsely accuse somebody is wrong, but it happens every day.
Yep.
So. But that being said, you know, the situation in Florida, the woman deserves, in my opinion, to be behind bars.
Yeah,
let the trial happen, see what happens. But I'm pretty sure that if you're shooting through a door and don't see somebody and a person has to come in, they are wrong.
I'm pretty sure,
I don't
too.
Care what the law says as far as stand your ground, because she wasn't standing. She went on offense. Stand your ground is a defensive move.
Right.
When you shoot through the door, that's offensive.
That's right. You're right.
Well, and maybe
she
in more ways than one.
Yeah, there was.
All right.
Yeah, how about it?
But still, if you're not, you're putting yourself in her shoes. You're saying what she should have done. You don't know what was going through her mind. I'm being charitable here when I say maybe she was genuinely afraid and chose to be proactive about it, believing she had the right to do so.
Well, I'm sure she was afraid, Joe. I don't know the age difference between the two people. I don't know the physical stature of either one of the women.
Yeah.
And whether one would have could have overpowered the other, I have no idea. And that will all be brought out, too. But I still say the door's closed, the door's locked. You're good until the door's down. Okay?
Right. Okay?
And at that point, you have the means to protect yourself. And at that point, I have no problem with you using it.
Well, it doesn't say how old Owens is, but Lorenz is 58.
Now, I think the one that got shot was either 30s or 40s.
Yeah. Mother of four.
I think is what I've seen.
Mother of four, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. Unfortunately.
That's just sad.
Children.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she can't she can't undo it. You know,
right.
But if we're going to have these stand your ground laws, shouldn't they be written so that there are very few ambiguities about when you may or may not stand your ground? Florida's law is fairly broad.
Yeah, they write them that way intentionally. So
every law is written that way.
Yeah, right. They allow room for interpretation.
So if we allow it, then why is she to be held responsible for acting
on it? Allow the laws to be written like that.
Because she wasn't physically accosted at that point.
She wasn't physically She had fear in her heart, I'm sure. But she, there was nothing. There was no physical threat.
Probably
there was a
justified
door.
By her own actions. I mean, the fact that she threw skates at the kid, she probably knows the mother's enraged.
She's certainly not a candidate for Mother of the Year, is she?
No. Who, the mother?
Oh, no, the other woman. She probably didn't have children. I don't know. It doesn't sound
like she
did.
Doesn't say that she did. She certainly seems to be one of those people, keep the kids off my grass type.
And you watch, her family's going to come out and say, oh, you don't know, she's had problems all her life. But we'll find that out later. I mean, when this all surfaces and we get the details, you know.
Well, that right there is a problem. If it comes out that the shooter had problems all her life with mental things,
she should have never
had a freaking gun.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking all the way down the road here.
Thank you, Stan. Appreciate your call, as always. We're going to take a break for the news. We'll be back with more of On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me, Peggy Chamberlain-Roop. Lynn Hall's our producer. 570-743-9565 is our toll-free hotline number if you have a cell phone. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Be sure to include OTM at the start of your message. This is WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me is Peggy Chamberlain-Roop. Our producer's Lynn Hall. You're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. It's an open phones day. Give us a call. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Include the keywords OTM. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership is on routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. A quick look at the news headlines. A jury found a Northumberland man guilty on charges of aggravated assault and tampering with evidence, but he was cleared of attempted homicide. The Daily Item reports 30-year-old Jordan Seeley faces up to 20 years in prison when he is sentenced. Seeley was arrested and charged on February 14, 2022, after stabbing a Sunbury man outside of a city bar. The Daily Item reports the stabbing of Kenneth Banghart took place after a fight broke out between the two. He will be sentenced in the coming weeks. PennDOT says postponed work yesterday on University Avenue in Sealands Grove that was scheduled to take place yesterday. That work will now take place today between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m., weather permitting, and apparently the weather will permit. University Avenue will be closed in both directions between 18th and Route 522. A detour using 18th Street, Route 522, will be in place while the roadway is closed. PennDOT says crews will also be working on the Veterans Memorial Bridge in Sunbury between 9 and 1, weather permitting, performing overhead light inspections. Motorists can expect a single lane restriction in the northbound direction.
And I might add to that, there are steel plates on Mill Road in Monroe Township, and you must slow down to cross them. There are some delays, and they do have a flagger there. And there is one lane of northbound Route 15 apparently under construction. I met it right before I caught Tower Road this morning, so there's some additional.
Oh, well, thank you for that road update.
I thought I'd give it to you. I encountered it on the way in this morning and thought, if I'm late, Joe's going to say, why didn't you leave sooner?
Well, I would not have said that to you. Maybe I would have.
Hey, what's our phone number to free people call?
It's 570-743-9565. We have two calls. Don't know who the first one is, but we'll find out. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I know Mark betrays a Democrat at times, but I want to ask the true Democrat, how does she feel about Obama being the most corrupt president ever and Biden being corrupt and the worst president ever, driving this country and the corrupt coup?
allowing China to take over everything. The water, we're going to lose Taiwan here very shortly, and China is taking all the waterways throughout this world. And how does she feel about this coup giving our country away? And
oh wow, I feel terrible about that. I feel absolutely awful. My world is coming to an end. I can't believe that you would believe all that. That's an awful lot. That's an awful lot of information without any fact checking, and I don't feel any need to even respond. But go ahead, Joe.
What, me?
Yeah, go ahead.
He asked you. He asked you. He didn't ask me.
I don't feel bad about it because, quite frankly, you know, I haven't fact-checked any of that information.
Okay,
but
well,
thanks for calling.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's say that take away the editorial comments.
Oh, my God. There's nothing you can say that isn't editorial there.
But you think that Joe Biden's been a good president?
I like Joe Biden.
You do?
Well, yes, I do.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you thought he'd been a good president.
I don't necessarily think that he's been a stellar president, but he's my president, and he's a statesman, and he's honest, and he's got integrity, and I can live with that.
Honest?
Honesty and integrity. I can live with that.
Can I ask you
Fact
one check question,
me.
Ma'am?
What? Yes, sir.
Do the bank records lie, and they're being investigated for offshore accounts?
Are you talking about Donald Trump now? Because if you recollect
Biden. Talking about Biden.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about Trump, because long before Biden was even in the picture, Donald Trump was scamming people for money, asking one bank for money, telling them another one guaranteed it, and asking another bank to give it, because the other one guaranteed it. And what do you call
Trump
that?
Trump was in office in 4 years. He lost $4 billion, right? Every profit that he made from outside the United States, he gave profit to the Treasury Department.
And that's why he's under indictment for use of his campaign funds. Yeah, I don't think so, sir.
Ma'am, but it's a fake charge, right?
Well, wait and see what the court...
They're going to arrest him on a fake charge.
Let's see what the court says.
They came after him with the fake phone call, the fake hearsay in the bar.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about there. That's nothing to me.
Hillary paid, and Biden was in charge. And bought and paid for dossier. It's all factual and has been proven by even CNN. That Biden's
even
on
CNN.
The thing.
Well,
I'm afraid you've lost me. I'm not certain I understand what you're talking about. What's
really
been proven by CNN?
They fact checked and proven that Biden received $2.5 million by vice president for influential decisions.
I'm sorry, but I read CNN every day, and I have never seen that they fact-checked that and that they agree that Biden took $5 million bribe. I have never seen that.
It is a fact. It is a fact.
You said it's a fact, but I didn't hear it from the fact-checkers.
All you have to do is do your homework, man. The guy's on the take. His whole family's on the take. The bank records don't lie.
Okay, and the minute that...
And they're being subpoenaed.
And the minute that happens, I'll take this all back. That's not true.
Why did they come out with the charge the same day within 1 or 2 hours of the information coming out about Biden and the $5 million and the $5 million? And within 1 or 2 hours, they come up with these fake charges on Trump.
I'm sorry, sir, but I think your facts are all skewed, and I know that you really feel passionate about what you're saying, and I respect that, but I believe that Biden is our president, and I am true to my president, my constitution. I pledge the flag. I sing the Star Spangled Banner.
I support my veterans. Taiwan.
He hasn't handed it over yet.
And the waterways all around the world.
We haven't handed it over yet that I've noticed.
But I think you could make the argument that he hasn't exactly exuded strength on the international stage.
Well, we kind of have a lot of world problems going on right now.
All right.
Between the issue with the Ukraine and...
What about the bungled southern border? I mean, you can't possibly defend that, can you?
The southern border? What is this?
The border with Mexico?
We're talking about the wall now?
No, the people streaming across the border.
Well, have you noticed how it's settled down now, that it's back to a normal flow?
It hasn't settled down.
It was an ebb and a tide. Yes, there was. It has settled
it's
down,
still,
Joe.
It's still the same.
We're down to $4 million a day.
How did we get off that?
You're defending President Biden. I'm just asking you if you can defend that.
Well, apparently we're not having issues. I haven't heard the news go crazy about it. Have you?
It's already...
We're doing what we can to secure our borders.
Question,
I believe in a secure border.
Please answer this question, right? When San Francisco made the headlines every day and people were defecating on the streets and living in San Francisco, and when she got her pork belly project, if you know what they are, she took $20.5 million during COVID and put all the homeless in hotels and paid $20 million worth of our money and put the homeless in hotels and said that all her homeless problem in San Francisco was solved. And then when this was all over, they refused to leave the hotels.
Wow, that would
Band-Aid.
Be a troublesome
that
problem.
That was a Band-Aid by her.
That would be a troublesome problem,
and
wouldn't
now,
it?
And now,
that
New
would be
York
a good
City
place for our
start
homeless,
giving government
though.
Money for people to house homeless people.
Okay. We'll give you the last word. We got another caller, so we got to move on.
I support finding homes for the homeless, by the way, especially homeless veterans. Well, not especially. Homeless veterans included in that.
Open borders.
There's a large
coming to a neighborhood near you.
Oh, my God. Jumping all over the place, buddy. Yeah, I believe in secure borders,
I just,
too.
I just like grinding up.
I believe in secure borders,
the
too.
Sheep.
So you
know that,
sheep,
I don't know that the all. Two of you ever heard what either one of you was saying, but in any event, we have to move on. Thanks a lot. Take care. We got a text here that says, and this goes back to our prior discussion, use of deadly force is justified only when you fear for your life, where the fear for your life is reasonable under the circumstances, regardless of your stand your ground principles. And Eric, you are on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Eric.
Good morning, Peggy. Welcome. So I love it. On the day that the former president is being indicted, everyone wants to talk about all the innuendos about our current standing president and making, you know, disparaging remarks about President Obama and so forth. On the day that a former president, the first time in history, is being indicted on a federal charge,
no.
We want to go a different place.
Eric,
yeah.
he's already been indicted. He's being arraigned.
Okay, technically.
Thank you, Joe, for that clarification.
Yeah, really.
I appreciate that.
He
is being arraigned. For the first time in history, a former president is being arraigned. Thank you for that clarification.
You're
absolutely
welcome.
Correct, sir.
I knew exactly what you meant, and I think all our listeners did, too, and I completely agree with you. Here we are talking about this other stuff, and today is a landmark day in our history. It really is. And, you know, I got to say, I was concerned about he's calling all of his supporters to rally and gather there in near the courthouse, but I've heard that that has been stifled.
Well, 47%. Now, both of you respond to this. According to a poll
I read that.
Just released, 47% of Americans think the charges against Trump are politically motivated. 37% said they don't think that politics drove the investigation, and 16% don't know.
Yeah, well, that's even up then, if you ask me.
I thought it was the other way around, Joe. I thought it was 48% thought it was, and 36% thought it wasn't.
Nope.
You might want to check that. That's what I saw yesterday. It wasn't quite 50% thought that this was legitimate.
This is from CNN. It's their poll released this morning
and
that
I don't
they
put
reported on.
I don't put a lot of weight in polls, but I'll be honest with you. Quite frankly, I think the country is kind of divided over it. But reasonable people like you and I see what has happened. I mean, really, if there was an ensign, a lowest-ranking military member who had done even a fraction of what the president is alleged to have done, the former president is alleged to have done, I call him Agent Orange because it's going to self-destruct soon. And quite frankly, I see what you're saying.
Well, 46% of the people believe that, 42% of the American people believe the charges are very serious, while 28% do not think the charges against the former president should be taken seriously.
Did have your stats reversed, sir.
No, this is whether or not they think the charges
serious.
Are serious. The other was whether the charges are politically motivated.
But what do you think? What do you think? I'm serious. I'm asking you.
I think the former president of the United States is not above anyone else. I mean, we're going to crucify that kid up in Massachusetts, as we should. I think it's very fascinating that he and the former president might be sharing a federal jail cell sometime. I think that's very fascinating. But I would like to get one more point because I know my time is up.
Sure.
So, Peggy, last week on this show, there was a lot of discussion about forgiveness of student loans.
Uh-huh.
And I, for one, paid my student loans. I think we should have a mechanism where people can pay their student loans.
Right.
But I know when you were a commissioner in Snyder County, you were very supportive of children and youth.
Yes.
And realized and tried to support those workers and realized that their pay is pitiful.
Pitiful.
My point was, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, my thought is for people who are in those types of jobs in service in county, local, and federal government and are not making a certain wage, that they have a mechanism by which they could get their federal loans paid off for so many years of service as a way of getting their federal loans paid off and as a way of supplementing their pay. Well, and wondering what you thought on that.
Well, I don't see the county would sign on for it because the county is always in debt and never has enough money to spend on
anything. No, I think it has to be a federal program.
It has to be.
Let's say the president, we're not going to give the money away,
right.
But let's have a way where you can earn it.
You
right?
can earn it back, yes. I see.
Right.
You know, it's almost like the work welfare thing that they're trying to impose now again. Well, there is
not at all. I think the people are dedicated workers, but we're not, you know, we have to keep and retain them. And instead of just giving the money back, say, okay, we're forgiving everyone's loans, let's have you have some self-respect. I'm earning it back because of the job I went to, my dedication.
You work in social
service. It's not a handout.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, in some cases, those children and youth workers can advance their degrees, and then it is reimbursed. I want you to know that.
Getting back on the topic, one of our texters says, Eric, what do Stalin, Mao, Hitler, and Biden have in common? They arrested their political opponents.
I don't think that the mandate was issued by the President of the United States. That was a part of the justice. And so all those other people were also dictators, right? which of those also killed off or took to kill off, or prevent people from ascending to them at January 6th? I throw that out, and that's still coming, right?
One of our other texters says, Eric, it's no innuendo about Biden. It's fact. Wake up. The arrest of political opposition is banana republic crap. Do you support tyranny, Eric? Do you?
So the former president of the United States can do anything he wants, Joe, right?
No.
Because
right.
he said it. He said, just like he said, that it was going to be stolen, the stolen election was stolen from him, and as soon as he said it and it happened, well, it has to be true.
Because the president is
above because he said, I can take these documents and make them legal for me to have just by my thinking about it.
I know.
And that's everyone like can see on TV how many times.
That's like a Tinkerbell. Clap if you believe.
That's right. You know. So who's the one being unrealistic out there?
Okay. Hey, fair enough, Eric. We appreciate your call as always, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Van, hang on. You're next and on the mark. 570-743-9565. It's Trumpty Dumpty Day. We're going to have an arraignment for President Trump. So all of you who want to either call in and praise him or curse him, now's your chance.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Peggy Chamberlain Rupp is our co-host. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. One call coming in, one on the way. And Van, you're on the mark. Good morning,
sir.
Van.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Okay. Hanging in. You?
Oh, fine. Hey, does anyone remember back before the election in 2020 when a guy named Bob Alinsky came forward and he was accusing Hunter Biden and his dad about getting payments from Burisma over in Ukraine? And then that was told, you know, on the laptop, that whole deal, and that was all brushed off as that was all a bunch of garbage, and there was nothing to that. Everyone remember that?
Yeah, I recall that.
And what happened, and apparently news gets hidden away from people. All you need to do is Google Biden accused of taking $5 million bribe, according to an FBI document. And that happened the very day when this indictment went out against Trump. So Biden, it's an FBI document. FBI have investigated this, and they say that he received $5 million from an executive with the Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma.
Ukraine has money. How could they possibly?
Did the FBI investigate? I thought all that there was is a form that says that they got some information from a whistleblower or some third party who made that allegation, and now they're claiming that there are some 14 or 15 tape recordings, two of them with President Biden and the others with Hunter Biden, that tend to support this. Now, nobody's heard those tapes, and nobody's seen this evidence, and there's been no formal charge against the president for this.
Well, there's been guys that the guy that had Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, Hunter just left it with him, and he had found a lot of information on there. You can go online. Infowars.com actually has pictures and stuff that were on that laptop, and they have pictures of Hunter doing cocaine and being with prostitutes and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, according to the Bob Alinsky, what he said early on, how he was taking money, they have about the big guy getting money, and there's information on that laptop. Now, if it'll ever come out, if the FBI ever investigates it, because I believe our Department of Justice and FBI, I believe, is so corrupt now that they have been used and weaponized against political enemies. And this started back with Obama using the IRS against his political opponents and anyone that who would speak out against him.
Okay, well, where do we go from here then?
Yeah, what's true? What's true of what you just told me? What's true? Because I, you know, quite frankly, you just say things on the radio and people hear you and they think it's true. And it's not.
Well, and
it's not true. If I have that, you know, if the FBI and the Department of Justice can't find their way through a laptop, I have a little bit more faith in our government than that.
Well, it has been a long time. You know, you would think if there was the FBI found something on here, you would think that they would have indicted Hunter by now for something.
And why are we talking about Biden? Quite frankly, today is Trump's day, and tomorrow is his birthday. And tomorrow, when we're on this show, we're going to talk about both of those things.
But
what happened today? It's not a tit for tat. He did that so we can do this. We did that so he can do that. That's wrong.
The vitriol that comes from the left that portrays themselves as loving and kind and caring and loving this country, we're seeing this country being turned into a banana republic. If you don't think that President Biden is not behind this,
why are we talking about Biden? Trump is the one who's.
Can you leave me talk a minute?
You got it. Go ahead.
Merrick Garland didn't just do this on his own. The Department of Justice, they take steps based upon what Biden wants done.
No, they don't.
And Biden is nothing but a puppet. He's a shell of a man.
No, he's not.
He's not. You laugh. My goodness, the guy needs to go to a nursing home.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. You're watching the wrong guy.
No, I don't think.
If I may interject one thing, I mean, Peggy, to be honest with you, I don't think that President Biden can face the media. I mean, he's only given one press conference in like the last year.
Why are we talking about Biden?
Well, because
Trump's the one who's in court today for breaking major law. I'm offended that we all want to attack our president. He's our sitting president. He has done nothing illegal.
Well, we're attacking our former president. Why can't we attack
the current one? He's a former president who's been indicted and now is being arraigned on the charges. It's had to go from one step to another step to another step.
Do you not believe in all your liberalism?
I'm not a liberal.
Do you not believe that there is a presumption of innocence until proven guilty?
Yes, there is. However, have you seen the movies and the pictures that he took? Have you heard the conversations that he made on TV? Trump is telling everybody he did this on TV. He showed everybody the bathroom, the closet. He told everybody, I'm allowed to have them. He showed the documents to other people who testified that they saw them. Yeah, what?
She's giving you the trip floor, Van.
Would you be happy, Peggy, if President Trump was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison over this? Would that make you happy?
I want him to be sentenced according to the law, not what I want. What I want is way different.
Okay, here's something else, you know. You people on the left, you'll love this.
I'm not a lefty. I am not a lefty. I am a Democrat, but I am a citizen of the United States, and I have an opinion on just about everything. And it doesn't lay with the conservatives or the liberals. Sometimes they cross over, but that's just me.
Well, you're a special kind of liberal.
I like to think that.
Anyway, you don't love this country, and people like you that portray themselves as being so loving.
Oh, did you touch a freaking nerve? I don't love this country. If I had the phones, I'd hang up on you. I love this country more than I can tell you. I was a Girl Scout for all of my teenage years. I went to church all of my life. I have been a tax-paying member. I served my country by way of civil service with a senator. Oh, no, no, no. I fly my flag every day. Don't you? And I fold it properly and dispose of the leaving the little ones to the American Legion. Don't you go there.
Did you ever serve in the military? No.
No, but many of my family did, and I was a civil servant for most of my life. I did not serve in the military. I couldn't.
No, you can't. No, you don't love your country much.
I love my country. I'm done. You talk to him.
now that you got all bent out of shape, see, that's funny, because the other week I called and you said something to upset me. Now I said something to upset you, and then you get explosive, because that's who you are. You're a liberal from the left.
No, I'm not. Yeah. And thank you very much for calling and talking to me. I'm done talking to you.
No, well, that's good.
I am so done.
I can get a word in edgewise.
Well, we'll give you the last word, so go ahead.
Our constitutional republic is being attacked. We're seeing a president who is a shell of a man who shouldn't even be in office. He wasn't elected by the American people.
Yes, he was.
They stuffed ballots. They had the 2,000 Mules documentary opens up the truth.
Not.
This election was rigged.
Not.
The one. I thought you were going to shut your mouth, Peggy.
Oh, I'm not shutting my mouth. I got a microphone.
Well, that's good. You got a mouth, too. But you're a liberal, and you're for killing babies?
No, I'm not.
Well, now we're getting off
you're
the topic.
Way. Joe, this is insulting. I mean, quite frankly, this is way over the edge.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
You're over the edge, buddy.
You aren't insulting to me?
No, I think, quite frankly, the opposite.
You can't take tit for tat.
Oh, I can, I didn't call you un-American or a baby killer. Fight me, buddy.
We got to move on, Van. I'm sorry, but we've been on 8 minutes, and we've got got another caller to take. No, this is an opinion program. I might not like the opinions that are expressed, but we're in business to accept opinions, whether I like them or dislike them.
He called me names. We don't do that.
Well, I've been called garbage by our next caller. I've still talked to him. Good morning, Chris. You're on the mark.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Dude.
That was mean. That
Here,
was ugly.
I wasn't a Girl Scout. I didn't go to church much, and I love this country, but
it does a lot
that's wrong.
What's wrong with people that they have to see that way, that they have to call names to make themselves feel better?
Well, when you look at what he believes, you can figure out why he's that way.
I try so hard to be kind. I do.
Something that has no factual basis and no backup, and he believes it.
Thank you.
Because it's convenient to his belief.
Well,
all of us have to some extent.
You both have to admit that there's more than one
really
school of thought.
Overboard with it.
Oh, there's a million schools of thought, but sometimes people have to go over the edge.
I don't always agree with what Van says. Some of the things he says I agree with. Some of the things Chris says I agree with. But I certainly will defend anybody's right to say what they believe on this program, as long as they do it without profanity and without being overly derogatory. I mean, you're allowed to call somebody.
That was over the edge, buddy.
Huh?
Yeah, he was over the edge, pal. He was.
How? In what way was
calling
he?
Calling me un-American. That was over the edge.
He didn't say you're un-American. He said you didn't love this country.
He didn't love this country.
You don't think that's going to fly, do you?
No.
What's that? What, Chris? I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
They called her un-American. You don't think that's going to fly, do
no,
you?
No, them's fighting words.
Thanks.
There you go. Now, if I can get into two subjects, the gun case. First of all.
Which one? The lady with the gun outside the door?
The lady with a gun.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
I agree with good old Stan 100% on that one. He said it well. And the ground laws are often phrased so that it's really supposed to be only your fear counts. And if fear counted that way, then a lot of black people would be shooting a lot of cops who pulled them over.
Yeah.
Because you know they're scared when that happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's a provable fact. And if that's all it takes, then obviously a lot would be justified. Now, there was a case in Williamsport about the time Pennsylvania's stand the ground law got passed. And a guy who was a bigger guy, big guy, and a small guy, controversy in a bar. The big guy had a history of bullying the small guy from high school.
That's tough.
They got into a shouting match and got kicked out of the bar, and their friends tried to hold the little guy back from doing anything, and the big guy went down the street around the corner. The little guy chased after him, went charging toward him down the street. The big guy pulled a gun and shot him.
He feared for his life. Even it was a little guy.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Supposedly. I don't know. They also knew that the little guy often carried a knife. I don't remember for sure whether he had a knife on him, but it definitely wasn't pulled.
But he was being pursued, and he was
threatened. And he was being pursued.
So what was the outcome of this story?
I thought it was absolutely not justified, but it fit the ground law as far as legally, and one of the reasons why it's an exceptionally bad law, many of them.
Chris, why did you think it didn't fit? If I may ask you, why did you think it didn't fit the stand your ground law?
I said it did fit the stand your ground law.
Okay, it did fit. Okay. I thought you said it didn't.
And I thought he'd probably get off. He got convicted and sentenced to 20 years, I believe. The big guy was.
On what basis? What was the basis for the jury's decision?
The jury doesn't have to explain their viewpoint, and I don't know how it was argued in court because the local paper did not cover it extensively enough for me to know those details.
Okay, fair enough.
But so I thought that was kind of strange, but it was the right decision in my mind also. But I had a question on the woman. She threw this roller skate at the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose she picked up the other roller skate, and the kid drew a gun and shot her.
Oh, yeah. Changed circumstances, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But that didn't happen. So we're not...
That's
a hypothetical.
That didn't happen, but theoretically, he had better case for stand the ground than whether he legally owned the gun or not.
But he wasn't
He had a better chance for stand your ground. I don't think you lose your rights just because you're a child and the gun's illegal.
Yeah.
No, but on the other hand...
He might be convicted for that.
Illegal
possession of a firearm, but should he be convicted of homicide?
Well, maybe he should be, because if she only had one roller skate and she threw it and hit him and wasn't killed or hurt...
Suppose there were two roller skates and she picked up the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But still, if it didn't kill him, if it hit him, if she threw it, are you talking about it's in her hand and he pulls the gun out and shoots her before she could throw it?
Yes.
Okay, well...
That's the second one, not the first one.
Okay. All right, we'll give you the last word. We've got two more callers and we got to take a break. So go ahead, sir. Finish up.
Well, the Trump situation is that it's really sad that he's charged. And I have my doubts whether he'll get much jail time, if any, even if he's convicted.
Really?
Which people don't really talk about much.
And I heard that Biden at that point, if he's convicted, that Biden could be the person who could pardon him. He could pardon him.
I doubt that he will. Hey, listen, Chris.
He could. I think he would only pardon him with certain restrictions, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
We don't know that. But there's almost...
Chris,
no,
we really got it.
It would be worse if he hadn't been indicted because of what he's done.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Chris. We got to go. We got a break to take. We have two other callers.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, Peggy Chamberlain Roop, and our producer is Lynn Hall.
Hi, Lynn.
Dan, you are on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
We've got about two minutes. We're running short today.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Fundamentally, I agree with all that Van, the caller, said. And what people don't realize, the fundamental difference between the left and the right, we want a free America, as Trump gave us for 4 years. We do not want a government that controls and tries to control every aspect of your life.
Okay.
As Biden administration has given us.
Yeah.
And I can talk for Trump all you want, what he's done for this country.
I remember and, you. I haven't been here often, but I do remember that that's the way you feel, and I bet all of our listeners do. What are you calling for today?
I'm calling, as the first thing, I agree with what Van said.
Gotcha.
About the, and what Trump did is give us hope. He had, I want oil running down the street. I want oil all over America to lubricate our economy, as the Biden administration completely is an enemy of oil. And we need oil. We're going to need it for a long time yet.
You know, that's a finite.
Electric cars aren't going to cut it.
Well, you know, oil is finite. You know that. There will be a day when there is no more.
I didn't hear you there.
Oil is finite. There's not an infinite supply of it.
And there's enough in the soil in America for 500 years.
Well, that helps my grandchildren.
If time went on that long, which it won't, we would have plenty of oil to keep our economy going. So we do not need to use this Green New Deal stuff to completely destroy the economy of the United States.
And the world.
We do not,
and the whole world, right? Because all that oil will destroy the whole world. You know that.
No, that's propaganda put out by a certain group, which I'll call far lefties. It's no proof that did a thing. It might contribute. It may. The best scientists I can read, it may contribute 1 or 2% to the overall global climate difference.
It may.
There's no proof of that even.
Yeah.
They don't even know if it contributes that much. So we've been sold a bill of goods in this country, and we're told to buy into it. No matter what the facts are.
Yes or no question, Dan. Then we got to go because we have two other callers and we've got to take a break.
Yeah, take a break.
Do you said you agree with Van? What Van said. Do you believe that people who disagree with you don't love this country? Yes or no?
Put it this way. They fundamentally want a different America than I want. They want an America that's socialized, that's completely government-controlled, by the left is what they want.
Well,
and I want
ask
a
you,
government that's free as our patriots set up in the Revolutionary War.
I ask you a yes or no question. You gave me a different answer, but we got to go. I'm sorry. We have to take a quick break. But before you do that, we have one call. Dale, you're on the mark. Good morning,
Dale.
Sir.
Morning.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, if you didn't figure it out by now, we're in a melting pot. They gave us a president for everybody. They gave us the president Bill Clinton, he was a drug addict pedophile. They gave us Barack Obama, he was a communist black man. I don't mean to judge anybody personally, but when you become president, then you had Trump, who was selfish, arrogant. Now you got Biden, who's low IQ atheist. I mean, that's what they give us. We're in a land of Oz. You know, that's what we have. You know, you got that media and you got Biden all...
Click, click, click. Click, click, click. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Low IQ. Yeah, Biden and the media right now working on the low IQ population. So, I mean, that's what, you know, we have to accept it. That's it.
Okay.
You know?
Well, you always tell it like it is, or at least like you think it is. Thank you, Dale. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Harry, hang on. You are next on the Mark.
Hey, Harry, stay there.
We might have time for one other call, 570-743-9565.
What the...
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to On the Mark. We have three callers. Don't know if we'll get them all in, but we'll give it a shot.
Harry.
Good morning, Harry. Thanks for your patience. You're on the mark.
Morning, Harry.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I have kind of a, I think I have kind of a different outlook on the whole thing with these papers.
Good.
I'm not here to defend or knock down any one person. What I'm more interested in this is a couple different things. One, I'm a little concerned at how easy, when you see that Mike Pence, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump all have all these papers, I'm a little concerned at how easy it is to get classified documents to wherever you want them, and how there seems to be no control.
I thought that.
Yeah. You know, I don't understand. I also know that, and I don't understand all the workings, so I'm not trying to come off as a know-it-all. God, anybody who knows me knows I know very little. But I know that as president, you have some leeway to take things that other people don't as far as papers. What it is and how it's handled, I don't know that. I don't know the workings of that. But as a senator or a congressman, vice president, I didn't know that you had that right. And I'm a little concerned that the only person who's being prosecuted for this is Trump. I think at that point, it's been pretty much the same periods of time that they found all these papers in possession of these guys, and I'm a little curious as to why, you know, we're not having any other investigations, or, well, I shouldn't say investigations, or any other next step processes, let's put it that way,
yeah,
for the same things. It smacks, whether it is or is not a witch hunt or politically motivated, it doesn't pass the smell test and it doesn't look good. It looks to me like somebody who had papers where their crackhead son had pure had unfettered access to them should be treated the same way as an ex-president who supposedly had them locked securely in a closet.
Bathroom,
I don't
shower.
Know. You know, I think that would be more fair and more equitable and pass the look of what passes as the rule of law more so than what's happening now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. It's like, you know, when I moved from my office, I had a lot of people help me carry stuff out, and I was only a little commissioner, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And if I got something at home that didn't belong or the person over, I was like, oh, I rushed it back. So I wonder, who packed up that stuff? Who keeps track of it? And how did the archives know that the library know that they were missing?
Well, you can bet that Donald Trump didn't personally pack every box that was there.
Well, exactly. I'm saying.
And I don't think any of them did. And I think that's the point. The point is we have to, there's a whole lot of things about this whole thing that are wrong. And I think the fact that, you know, if it's that easy to get stuff that is probably, in the grand scheme of things, the majority of this stuff that's out in with all three of them, and who knows who else has it, is probably pretty minor stuff, but if it's that easy to take stuff, you've got to think that it would be that easy to get some stuff that would be more sensitive, too.
Oh,
and
well,
that's a little scary.
Right. Exactly. That's a good point, Harry. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a good point.
But I think, too, that, you know, if you're going to prosecute one for the offense, then why isn't everybody being prosecuted? You know, you can't just bring charges for one.
Well, I think we'll find that out today when they do put those charges out, because there's so much speculation right now.
You know, and the other thing, Peggy, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt like that, but the other thing that goes along with that is, you know, the whole thing with Hunter Biden, I don't know what's there, what's not. It you know, and it's sensationalized now, but there was a guy named Eli Honig. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. He's the senior legal analyst for CNN. And he held the Justice Department to task for this because he said this is an investigation that should have taken 5 weeks, not 5 years, because basically what this isn't really about the laptop. This is about two things. One, a gun law that's a pretty obscure gun law as far as lying about whether he used drugs on it or not. I mean, not saying that there's defending it. I'm just saying it's not a major offense in the grand scheme of things, okay? And the other is a tax issue. And he said there's no way that it can take 5 years to do this unless somebody doesn't want to prosecute it. Well, he's not working for CNN unless he's an apologist for Biden and the Bidenettes.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, listen, Harry, we have another call, so we'll give you the last word, and then we have to move on.
All I'm asking is let's be fair about it all, and let's stop being D's and R's and be human beings.
Okay.
Harry, were you hacked?
Well, we'll have to cover that later on. Okay, Joe, you may be our last caller of the day.
All right, I'll get it if I hear the music. Thanks. But maybe I'll just try to make it. We were talking about the presidential powers and how they are, like, scrutinized, so to say. But my one question for Joe and Peggy is, do you think that a president should be put on trial if he killed an American citizen with intent?
Yes. I do.
Okay, well, that's good, because
if
you're familiar with the name Anwar Al-Awlaki from about 12 years ago, or do you remember that name?
No.
He was killed by President Obama on a drone strike, and he was an American citizen born in the United States in New Mexico. So that was well known. I mean, it's written about in everywhere from, I have an article that I like. If you would read it, I think you would be interested in how you can get away with certain things depending on what the constituent or the people in power do and the ones that support them. So the Modern War Institute at West Point wrote a good article. And the New York Times, on the other hand, which I don't really like, they wrote a very good article about this sometime after the event happened, when it can be scrutinized, right? So Obama killed Al-Awlaki because he didn't like his politics, right? He was preaching against the United States and that, and he fled America, and Obama hunted him down all throughout the Middle East, and he finally caught up to him. And he actually, without a trial or anything, that's what American citizens are given, right? But Obama just went and had a drone, and they finally found him after years of searching. And not only did they kill him, obviously, with a drone, but there were other people around. And I think one might have been his son. I'm not sure of the details. But I would ask you then to read about Anwar Al-Awlaki and President Obama's murder.
Joe, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Al, sorry we couldn't get to you. Call back tomorrow. To those of you who sent us emails and texts, we'll get to them in the morning. Peggy will be back with us again tomorrow morning. And On the Mark. I'm Joe McGrath and Peggy Chamberlain Roop. Our producer's Lynn Hall. We invite you to stay tuned for more good programming on WKOK, and we'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 with more of On the Mark on WKOK.